Howstock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
In our last episode, the heroes started class. This included control in the morning, along with Soren's first pantsing, followed by an education in applied science that involved cooking a former drill sergeant steak.
And he liked the taste of steak with lint.
Despite some oddities in how some of the instructors handled their classes, the characters found that they weren't the most popular students, particularly Reflection, after an incident at lunch that involved the alpha jock Ox and a brief altercation where Mina was headbutted. Where Mina was headbutted. Of course, Ox was prevented from doing anything else by the quick actions of Soren and Ariana. And once the fight was broken up, Professor White showed up to tell Soren to be careful about his language. She didn't actually stop the fight. Towards the end of the day, as Ariana was practicing her daily ritual of trying to fly, this escalated another level when another student, Jan Fireball, collided with her. And that's where we pick up. Ariana, you are on the ground, kind of sprawled and stunned from this kid's action. He's kind of floating a few feet off the ground with a aura of flame rolling off of his body. And he says, "I thought you were something special."
"And that's why you decided to run into me?"
"Well, I figured if you're going to wallow in the ground with your friends, your new friends, I should say, maybe you should be more careful who you hang out with."
"And who I hang out with concerns you. Why?"
"Because I thought you were better than them, but apparently not." And he will shoot up and then like do a backflip towards the boys' dorms. And, of course, there is a small crowd that tends to come out to watch you jump that are just doing their...
Anyway, since I was interrupted, I will head back up and try again.
So you're just going to brush yourself off and try again?
"Yeah, if you first, you don't succeed."
"All right, so tell me what this looks like."
Ariana, undeterred by this peasant, steps up to her usual spot, recues the song from her boombox, and runs off the cliff. She got even more distance, probably because of the adrenaline rush from dealing with that peasant, rises up higher and higher, and as it has in the last 300-something days, continues to go down until she crashes into the freaking stone ground below her, with the Wile E. Coyote smoke cloud parting as she hits the ground. Except this time, because she was still distracted from her anger, instead of landing on her feet like she might normally do, she does more of a face plant as she coughs as the tries to clear the dust from her freaking lungs. That did not go quite as I expected. Well, now I'll go ahead and get my boombox and head back to the dorm. Stupid kid broke my stride.
I did have a question.
Sure.
So, throughout the little fireball event, was Soren around to see any of it?
You tell me.
Oh, he's less interested in watching Ariana crash into the ground. But I imagine the fire would have attracted his attention.
So maybe he was walking to the boys' dorm and saw a fireball shoot past?
Man, you know, he is paranoid, especially with all the shit that's going on.
So maybe he doesn't have a front row seat, but he sees it at a distance.
I remember last game saying that I could, like, asking Dave if I could see it from our room.
Yeah, you were in the room watching from the window.
So I'm always watching. I'm always watching.
After Mr. Fireball decides he's done being a douchebag, I will follow his path back to wherever he's going.
Well, he's heading towards the boys' dorm.
And so shall I.
Okay. Well, it doesn't take him very long to get there, and he lands on the roof, then heads in through the door that's up on the roof.
Well, it doesn't take me long to get from the ground to the roof using my quick little magic spell.
Okay.
And I will follow him in through the door on the roof.
All right, so you're going to meet Jan on the roof?
Oh, yes.
All right. So he lands on the roof, and the flames dissipate around him.
Does he get to the roof before me?
Well, I'll say if you're trying to get to the roof, you kind of sprint and, like, draw a rune to make it there at about the same time.
Then I will make my way over to Mr. Douche, walking casually.
So Jan acts like you're not even there as he walks towards the door.
I will, continue my path towards him until we intersect.
Okay. Like I said, he's ignoring you, so you're going to have to engage him.
Once we are nice and close to each other, I will do a nice little fast draw with my sword, step forward, and bring the blade to his neck but not actually cutting him, striking at my max speed.
Okay. I want you to make two rolls for me.
All right.
The first one is an attack roll.
So that's a 40.
Okay. With 1-6.
Yep.
And the second one is either concentration or discipline roll.
So that's a 30 with 1-6.
So he's walking, and the next thing he knows, there is this sword at his throat. He kind of jumps back and flings his hands out in front of him because he's just in shock and bursts back into flames, looks at you, and says, are you serious?
No. Because if I was serious, you wouldn't currently be attached to your body. I'll hold up the blade to show him that there's no actual blood, despite the fact that I rested the blade against his neck before he even realized and jumped back.
He says, that's a threat.
No, it's pretty much a promise. I could really easily dispose of your body. Magic can do wonderful things. And there's not a defense in the world that'll stop this blade. Just to show him, I will cut like a hot knife through butter right across the ceiling. You're showing him that I can cut right through the stone.
He is going to fly up 20, 30 feet, look down at you, and say, no defense?
I will smile.
And then he will lob a fireball at you.
Don't sound too surprised.
And he'll add, how about a good offense? He rolls a 35.
In theory, I technically have one more action, so I'll do a rapid defense. 24, 34, 38.
So I'm going to say that you jump back just in time.
All right. And the second part of my rapid action is to perform an attack. So basically, as he throws his fireball down, I will use my lethal speed and my acrobatics training to duck to the side, draw a symbol into the air, then slash my sword into it, causing a blade of air to slice by him, purposefully not hitting him. Just to show him that he is not, in fact, safe up there. And then I will smile at him again.
He looks at you, looks down at you, pulls himself higher into the air. He's like, this isn't over! You better watch your back, sword boy.
You better watch your neck, fire boy. Because next time, I'll actually let the sword kill you. Like I said, I know how to dispose of a body. You won't be the first.
He will shoot into the air, not wanting to take that any further.
Ooh, burn. He's above that. Somebody listening to this podcast is going to really appreciate that, okay?
So what is Steve doing during all this?
Steve went to his room to see if his roommates got moved out yet.
Why would his roommates be moved out?
Because everybody wants to get away from him.
No, they haven't moved out yet.
Surprise, surprise.
Remember, the only thing that you share is a kitchen and living room combo.
Yeah, that's fine, but...
Oh,
go ahead.
You also share a bathroom with Mason.
I have a question about Steve's power. So how much contact do you have to have with someone before you change? Like, I mean, can someone leave behind some skin cells on the toilet? You sit down, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm Lisa right now.
Hmm.
That is perhaps the most disgusting application of this power. I go into the men's bathroom. I sit down. Oh, someone didn't clean very well.
No comment.
But I was curious about the sensitivity of your powers. That was literally just a random, like, example.
From what I understand, the slightest touch will change me. I don't believe left behind skin or anything else would.
What about a thumb pad? Like, they leave behind their oils. If you touch a thumb pad, will you turn into that person? Because that could come in handy.
I don't think it's that sensitive.
Okay, fine.
If I may make a comment?
Uh-huh.
I think it's less that he actually needs to make contact with their physical body and more that when he touches somebody, because he can apparently do it through skin, he's connecting to their life force and adopting that. So any part of them that's been left behind wouldn't probably trigger it, even like a cut-off hand, because it's no longer connected to the greater whole.
And I'm like, considering that we're playing a sci-fi fantasy tabletoping game, I am 2 seconds from going, that's illogical.
Well, I think the only exception to the touch would be blood. I think that'd be the only exception, something that would transfer. No, but to answer your question, yeah, I think blood's the only thing he could pick up from. Everything else, thankfully, he doesn't.
All right, let's bring this back on track here.
Well, Steve would be heading out, but he would have missed the show.
So he sees, or he watches the interaction between Ariana and Fireball?
He probably sees it from a distance. But he's not going to do it. I thought that he shot a fireball at her, that he ran into her.
People call him Fireball because that's what he looks like when he's flying.
So okay. Ariana got hit by a fireball, meaning got hit by fireball.
Yeah.
You got hit by the literal fireball.
Okay. Because if he was shooting something, then he would have to go on the defensive and try to protect her. Silly idea, but still.
Yeah, well, it would be more like the effect if he had shot me like that and I didn't get hurt bad enough, you would have to protect him from me.
Well, I wouldn't care. Throw him off the mesa. Fuck it. I can't tell. I can't deal with him.
No, I think I would have pulled a Hancock and tossed him up. Not knowing that he could fly, I would have went ahead and tossed him up kind of like Hancock did to Michelle.
Just to go back a little bit, when Fireball hit Ariana, they kind of had a back and forth, and then he shot towards the boys' dorm, and then Soren had a quick exchange with him on the roof, but he didn't seem willing to actually fight.
Okay, so the ones gathered around to watch the spectacle should be dispersing by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he was late to the party. He didn't want to deal with the oh my god, it's him! Run! Okay, I just didn't feel like dealing with it. Once the path is clear, then he has to go for another run. Nothing spectacular.
What does Steve look like when he doesn't look like somebody else?
Good point. Good question.
Where's the tracksuit?
No, he's a white guy, brown hair, short. I think he's better looking than a fireball guy. Probably his insecurities why he doesn't like him. He doesn't give him brown eyes.
Brown hair, brown eyes.
Fairly attractive. He's no superstar model, but
you know he's comic book handsome.
Yeah, there you go.
So, at what point do you go back to your room?
Me?
Yeah.
He goes back to his room after he's done a couple laps of the mesa, about 2 or 3 laps, and it's like, okay, go back, take a shower.
Now you share that bathroom and shower with Mason Dorn. That's the 14-year-old.
Which 14-year-old?
You have two roommates. One's 12 and one's 14.
Okay.
And Mason is your bathroom partner.
Okay.
Give me some details about Mason. Your bathroom buddy.
I'm drawing a blank as to describe this guy. I normally don't look at guys to compare their features.
So he's pretty forgettable.
Yeah.
You know what his powers are? Or are they even noticeable?
Probably give him like invisibility or something. So not only is he forgettable, you don't see him.
He's literally blending into the background.
He is a kid that people forgot.
In fact, he goes to the school not because he's a metahuman, but because no one noticed that he isn't.
That works.
Man, this should just get existential quick.
He's not actually a metahuman. Just people ignore him to that degree.
No, I smell a suicide.
Quick, somebody get the Sad Hulk music playing.
So I take it he runs into Mason?
Well, no. while you are showering off, the stereo in Mason's room goes from a low hum to blowing out the speakers with some like metal power cord. And then you hear him scream, and as he screams, the shower goes boiling hot.
Okay, jumping out of the shower now.
Give me an acrobatics roll or a dexterity roll if you don't have acrobatics.
No, doesn't have acrobatics.
Just roll your dexterity plus two dice.
18, 1-6.
By the time you hit the tile floor, and let's be clear here, you throw yourself out of the shower as fast as you possibly can. There is nothing but high-pressured steam coming out of the shower.
Oh, shucks.
Okay, can I reach the controls and shut it off? Or would I be reaching into the water to do that?
You'd be reaching into the shower to do that. And this whole room is filling with steam now.
Okay. Getting out of the shower. Out of the bathroom. Is there an operator type deal on the phone where we can just hit a button and call for help?
In the living room / kitchen area, there is a smart pad affixed to the wall
that
you can, you know, place an emergency notice in or send an email to the teachers in your building.
I'm not sure if that notepad has a camera on it, but he put some shorts on first. Then he called for the teachers, let them know I'm in room 3F, whatever. And there's just pure steam coming out of the shower. Not even hot water, just pure steam pouring out.
So you send this notice, and you know it's got like a big red flag on it, but like it's almost like you're speaking, and then it sends off an email, kind of alert thing.
Okay.
That'll go out to the different teachers.
I was smart to close the door, wasn't I?
Yeah, and you hear that kind of groaning noise. The sound of like metal on metal, and then there's a pop. The noise from the bathroom goes quiet.
Okay, is the steam still hissing?
Not that you can hear from the common room.
Okay, well, he's not going to go back in there without someone else being around, so he just stays. Well, go to his room, put some other clothes on. He doesn't like looking at that bullet hole in his chest where he got shot and left for dead.
You mean bullet scar, like a scar from a bullet wound?
Yeah.
There is a knock on your door.
Okay, hurry over to the door. Yes, who is it?
Now, this is the inside door, the one facing the kitchen area, and there's just a knock like a minute later, nothing verbalized.
Okay, this is the one of the doors internal to the suite.
Yeah, so like your bedroom has two doors, one into a hallway and one, or three doors, one to the hallway, one into the bathroom, and one into the common room.
And this is from the common room door?
Yeah.
I'll open the door.
You can see Mason standing there. He is crying, and there is blood running down his cheeks.
He looks rather bad off there, doesn't he? So, do I have the note from the nurse's office? I can call them directly?
Yeah.
Okay. So I call them and tell them we have an emergency up here. He's gushing blood from his head. I don't know. His face.
His ears.
His ears. Okay. If they say bring him down, then we bring him down. If we send paramedics to come get him.
Within a few minutes, Gunnery Sergeant Masterson shows up along with a couple of paramedics.
Point out Mason to them. Like, okay, he's the patient for the paramedics.
When he comes in, he just kind of takes control.
Okay.
And he asks you what happened to him. And he's just been saying, my stereo, my stereo.
Okay. I was taking a shower. The shower, I heard his stereo go from quiet to loud rock music all of a sudden. And then the water got super hot in the shower. I was too busy getting out to hear anything else.
So he turns his attention over to...
We both point out which room is his.
And he says, can you hear me, son? He kind of shakes his head no.
Okay, ouch.
He says, I'm entering your dorm. Is there anything I need to be aware of? Of course, this is lost on the child that we are hearing. And he tells the paramedics to get him to the medical bay immediately, and then goes into the common room, and then goes into Mason's room.
Okay. I put my hand in just around to see what he was doing.
Well, he's kind of standing just inside the doorway.
Okay.
The stereo is, it looks like it exploded almost from the speaker out.
Yikes. Well, whatever he would listen to, I don't want to listen to it.
Then he goes into the bathroom. When he does, he says, what in God's green earth?
Being over again, follow him to the bathroom.
The shower head is like worked at a weird angle, but so is the mirror.
The mirror should have broken.
The room is just radiating heat. He kind of squints his eyes, cocks his head to the side. He says, you hear that, boy?
Okay, perception roll, I guess. Because yes. I doubt I hear anything. I don't have perception. Isn't that bad? So it's under intelligence?
Just sits in two dice.
A three? I don't think so. Is it intelligence in two dice?
Sense in two dice.
Sense in two dice, sorry. Same thing. 10.
So you don't hear anything?
I let him know. I don't hear anything.
Quiet, boy. And he tries to lean next to the tile by the shower head. He puts his hand on the tile and then backs off. Says, the line's busted! And runs out of the room.
Stay out of his way.
So he leaves the quad.
Since he's been doing that and the paramedics have left with Mason, nothing else to do right now, so he starts cleaning up. Because you were saying blood was coming out, so there's probably blood on the floor, which he doesn't want to step in.
It's like trickling down his ears, right? It's not like a ton of blood. There might be a drop of blood somewhere in his room. I will point out that the stereo was right next to his bed and his pillow.
Okay. I could be nosing and examine the radio.
Do you have a repair talent?
I do not believe so.
How about science?
No, he's not scientific at all.
All right, so just roll your intelligence plus two dice.
14.
Yep, that's a busted stereo.
Okay, did the pillow get shredded in the process?
Did the pillow get shredded? No, but there are bits of speaker on it.
All right, well, I'll continue what I was doing. I'll leave the stereo and its components where they are because they may want to investigate that. He was go back and clean the other room.
So what is everybody else doing during this time? I know Mina was in her room.
Ariana would have been showering to get ready for whatever activity she was going to do this evening. I forgot what day you said it was.
This is Tuesday.
I'm still studying.
Okay.
I go back to the library and study up on those book reports.
Okay. What about Soren, after your conflict with, or confrontation with Fireball? When you get back to the room, of course your room looks completely fine.
Well, before leaving the roof, I would have had to take off all my shirt, my coat, and stab myself in the stomach, and then cast a quick healing spell on myself to get rid of the worst of the agonizing pain.
What's your constitution?
10.
All right, so I think you're down like a total of 3 stamina at this point, once your healing completes?
2. I've only had to stab myself twice and nothing else has hit me yet. Well, I can tell you one thing, Soren doesn't notice. Doesn't really pay attention much to his roommates, his quad mates.
It's not like you would see anything in the common area, unless Steve spoke to you about it.
So I'm only sharing a shower with Mason?
Yeah. So you and Mason share a bathroom, and then Soren and Sheldon share a bathroom.
That being the case, when he gets back, assuming he hasn't been to shower already, I'd warn him that our shower freaked out and basically exploded with steam.
First, one fun thing is, while he doesn't look hurt, his pants are kind of bloody when he comes in. He looks like he's ready for a shower.
Okay, just be careful of the hot water.
You say your shower exploded?
Well, a ton of pure steam was pouring out of it.
Can I see this?
He just points at the door. Be my guess. It's still probably hot in there, though.
It's not painfully hot now, but it's still, like, there is residual heat in this room.
See, shower head's warped, so is the mirror in there.
Actually, the paint's coming off the walls and ceiling at this point.
Am I getting any kind of a magic feeling out of any of this? My occult senses tingling?
No.
I don't actually have any special senses in regards to magic at the moment.
No, you do not. Runic senses tingling.
Yes.
I sense battle!
Hey, I got occult and runes. So, kneeling down and licking one of my fingers, is it too hot to even set a finger in there? When I put my finger down on the ground?
Like, you can go in there now. It's, like, probably over 100 degrees in that room, or probably over 120 degrees in that room, and very humid. So you can go in there. It's just hot.
I will turn and look at Steve and go, well, congratulations. You have your own sauna. I'll take my coat and shirt off, leaving my pants, my boots, and my sword on, and step into the bathroom. I'll take a closer look at the shower head. Does the metal look like it's melted?
No, it's not melted. It just looks like it's bent at an odd angle at this point. Like, it looks like it, like, kind of broke free of its moorings, almost.
Where is the head currently aimed at?
It looks like it's aimed at the inner, like, the wall facing away from the mirror. So, like, the wall that's only a few inches away from it.
What's on the other side of that wall?
The hallway.
Oh, I'll take a closer look at the mirror.
The mirror seems to be warped, and then there's, like, cracks around the brackets that hold it in place. Like, spiderweb cracks around those brackets. It's just warped in.
Warped in as if a gout of hot water struck it?
Make a forensics roll. Sense plus forensics.
I do not have that.
You have science?
Sadly not. I got a bunch of wisdom crap, no intelligence crap.
So sense plus two dice.
19 with 1-6.
You're guessing that the heat from the steam probably did this? Mm-hmm. But you couldn't imagine how hot it must have gotten in that room to pull something like that off.
Is the window like kind of like a medicine cabinet type of deal, or is it, I mean, not window. Is mirror a medicine cabinet type of deal?
It's just a mirror.
Can I pull the mirror off the wall?
You would have to remove the brackets or break the mirror.
Right. I'll attempt to remove the brackets. I'm assuming it's already been damaged, so it should be at least a little easier.
Are you trying to be careful here?
Yes, very careful. I want the mirror in one piece.
Steve, what are you doing while he tries to do this?
Well, first question is, why are you taking the mirror off the wall?
Because I want to take it to a scientist to find out just how hot it has to be to do this to the mirror. I'm not smart enough to figure this kind of thing out while we're in the same science class.
Well, before you start making a trek with that, you might want to take a look at the exploded stereo in his room, in Mason's room.
Interesting. Did the exploding radio happen at the same time as the heat?
Very close, if not the same time.
Do you know if one happened before the other?
The radio was on. It was playing rock. I don't know what station that was. I don't think I'm going to listen to it. And then the shower got super hot, so I don't know, but I didn't hear the explosion of the radio. So I can't tell exactly which one happened first.
Interesting. Well, we might as well collect the radio and take both of them to a scientist. I require somebody smarter than I.
Okay. Let me put some shoes on. He finishes getting dressed and grabs the radio.
Do I know what classes my other two somewhat allies are in?
Have you guys exchanged schedules?
I find it unlikely.
So no.
Is there a way for me to find it? Is that something that might be public?
Make a fortune roll for me.
Yeah. You do that just to annoy me.
It's because I don't know the answer.
Yes. Fear the wrath of my 9.
I don't think so.
Well, no one should be going in class now.
Now, the reason I asked is if I knew what science class the other two are in, I'd be taking these things to one of them.
Oh, and so they're trying to find the teacher?
Yes, but if he doesn't know that they're in a higher grade of science than him, he has no reason to believe that they would know better than him.
That makes sense.
So can I get the mirror down without breaking it?
If Steve helps you, the two of you can do that without much of an issue. Doing it on your own would be very tricky.
You want to come in and give me a hand?
Yeah, I'll help him out.
So you take this to like the main science lab?
Is Aldridge still in the medical ward?
You don't know.
Well, she heals quickly. I'll try head for the science lab. If she's been out for more than a day, she's probably there trying to make up for lost time.
You make your way back across the plateau, the two of you carrying this mirror. You get some funny looks.
And the radio.
But you've been getting funny looks all day.
Yeah, Steve's getting used to it.
You are spot on about Dr. Aldridge.
I had a feeling.
She is in the lab. She has two blackboards. She's got a blackboard she's writing on, a mobile whiteboard that she's writing on, a laptop, and a desktop computer that she's bouncing between all four of these things.
Yep. Crazy bitch at work. He'd never admit it, but she kind of scares him. I will knock softly on either the door, if the door is open, on the frame of the door before walking in. No need to surprise her.
She looks up. Yeah, can I help you? What do you want? What do you need? I'm kind of busy.
I will hold up the mirror. So, you have any idea how much heat it would take to do this?
Do what? Carry a mirror? No heat at all.
No. Warp the mirror in this fashion.
You're standing in a doorway. I can't see the mirror. Bring it in.
Okay, I'll make my way and wave Steve to follow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I am not going to race her anytime soon.
You should see her play chess.
I'm not sure I'd be able to see her play chess.
How long was the exposure?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the ambient temperature? How long was the exposure?
Well, the room is still still over 100 degrees, and how long ago did this happen? Looking at Steve.
About an hour or two, right?
Probably at this time, yeah, closer to 2 or 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours, and still in. There was pure steam pouring out the shower head at one point, so.
Your simple answer is a minimum of 212 degrees Fahrenheit in the room.
Jesus Christ.
However, warping glass, 1,000 to 2,000 degrees, this actually isn't glass.
This isn't glass?
No, this is a reflective polymer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It has a lower temperature, between 400 and 500 degrees, since we're talking extended exposure. This is where the heat hit initially. You can see the warp for the cool air pockets. And she kind of outlines things with a wave of her hand, which just looks like her waving randomly in the air to you. Because her hand is just a blur.
I will just assume that she knows what she's talking about.
Why are your pants bloody?
Magic. And I haven't had a chance to take a shower.
She kind of rolls her head off to the side and just kind of mutters to herself, I still hate magic.
Sorry. I'll try to refrain from casting any more spells on you.
On me? Oh, right.
They didn't tell you?
No, they told me.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
No, so I wasn't
that sensitive, but we've had some bad experiences in the past. Now, you need a new mirror in your room?
Well, I'll point to Steve. Steve and Mason need a new bathroom, but there's also the issue of the radio, pointing to Steve to show her the radio.
I'm guessing you kind of have that in like a bag or something?
Yeah.
This happened at the exact same time or around the exact same time that the shower incident happened, and Mason is currently sitting in the infirmary, I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's less than new.
Mason's in the infirmary, and she kind of rushes back to her laptop. She says, severe hearing loss in the left ear.
That would be the side closest to the radio, yeah.
Perforated eardrum. And she starts rambling stuff off to herself.
I'll just hold up a hand to keep Steve quiet until she's done rambling to herself.
Okay.
Just let her get it out of her system.
That might take a year.
Eventually, she comes back over, looks at the radio, flips it over a couple of times, flips it from one side to the other side, runs her finger around the speaker, and says, let me play the stereo too loud.
Play the stereo too... Just regular volume did this?
No, not regular volume. And she kind of lifts the cone of the speaker, which is ripped off of the ring, and says, this stereo shouldn't be able to process that much energy.
Which is why I brought it and the mirror to you, because there's no way the shower should have been able to process that much heat. And I'm not smart enough to figure this shit out.
She walks back over to her laptop, and then kind of sits down. And then suddenly she looks very tired.
So, are you aware of all the weird things going on that MacArthur told us to keep an eye open for?
She looks up at you and says, I haven't talked to Paul since the medical bay.
You know where I can find him at the moment? Because weird shit's been happening. And I don't like how some of the people around here have been acting.
6 o'clock, Tuesday, greenhouse.
Do you need any other information from us, and do you want us to leave these here for you?
She looks up at you and says, give me a physical verification of the heating system's wiring and what circuit it's on for the quad where this boy's stereo was located. Confirm it was the same circuit.
I don't think I have authorization to get into that kind of information.
You asked me if you could give me anything I needed.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, so you want to split up? You take MacArthur out, and I'll check the wiring?
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't think you want to be near any wiring at the moment, because I'm pretty sure somebody just tried to kill you.
So you think I'm a target? Wonderful.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so I'll go talk to MacArthur then.
Can't say for certain, but I wouldn't rule out that somebody just tried to kill you.
Well, considering the heat is a common factor, I'm putting in a fireball.
This doesn't really seem fireball style. If he was going to kill you, he seems more likely to throw an actual fireball at you. I haven't seen much subtlety from him yet.
You call this subtle?
Yeah. There's that no obvious way of figuring out who did it at the moment.
Okay.
And if you hadn't scrambled as fast as you had, you probably wouldn't be standing here.
Yeah, it seems like a very good point.
So, let's stick together for now.
Alright.
Says, hopefully MacArthur can help us with the whole figuring out the wiring thing. Electronics and me aren't exactly great friends.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what kind of circuit would involve the shower. So the shower is digitally controlled?
I'll just shrug.
Oh, well, actually, it was a GM question. I'm sorry. Is there a control pad for the showers?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You control the shower head and the temperature through a little pad.
Okay, so your point is quite valid. Let's go talk to MacArthur. We head over to the
greenhouse.
Garden.
Greenhouse ho.
Mr. MacArthur is in the greenhouse. Looks like he is... pulling down some fruit at the far end of the building.
Make our way over there.
And call out to him so he knows what's around.
So he looks up and he kind of holds his hand up to you.
How you doing today?
So you approach MacArthur. He puts a small basket of oranges up on the table and he says, there's probably enough here for 6 students or 2 glasses of orange juice.
I'll shrug and say, make him eat the oranges. It's good for him.
How can I help you boys out?
Strange shit be a-happening.
Language.
I'll roll my eyes.
We seem to have had a little issue in my quad.
I'm fairly certain somebody just tried to murder poor Steve here.
What? What happened?
Well, we have an exploding radio and a shower that went into the 400-degree range.
At the very least. Apparently, something caused the radio in Mason Dorn's room to explode outward at a volume level far exceeding the machine's capabilities, deafening poor Mason, who is now in the infirmary. either immediately afterwards, immediately before, or at the exact same moment, Steve's shower went nuclear, and pure steam apparently started coming out of the shower head. After 2 hours, the room was still around 100 degrees hot. Together, we pried the mirror off the wall and took the radio from Dorn's room and took them to Aldridge, because I was curious just how hot everything had been. She verified the 450 degree range based on the melt of the mirror.
Yeah, that polymer.
Yes. And that the radio's death came about from a volume level far exceeding its capacity. I figured this fit your keep it eyes open for weird stuff.
He says that is weird and disturbing. I need to look into something.
There's a couple other things I wanted to talk about as well, if we get a chance.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, there was the student whose name I didn't get, but he's 7 foot tall, looks like a jock.
You're thinking of Ox.
His reaction to being poked in the chest by Mina, a 5 foot tall woman with no obvious physical strength, was to headbutt her in the face, smashing her nose and face, and sending her to the infirmary. She poked him in the chest and gave him crap for being whispering snide comments as he walked by us. This seems odd to me, especially when Professor White showed up, and her only reaction to it was to yell at me for my language.
He kind of nods, and he says she poked a 7.5-foot man in the chest.
I didn't say she was smart. My primary concern is that I assumed a professor at a school. I assumed as much. Now, I don't know much about schools, considering how I was raised and trained, but I always assumed that a professor at a school would take more of an interest in a 7-foot-tall man smashing his forehead into the nose of a 5-foot-tall woman and sending her to the infirmary. She didn't seem all that concerned. She acted like it didn't happen, really.
All right, roll 2 dice for me.
7.
He sighs, and he says, that's not the first time I've seen her do something like that. Ox seems like her kind of student. I don't have my laptop in here, no signal anyway, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's in one of her classes.
This should make ethics class interesting. Other than that, Fireball's been acting rather
confrontational?
And a little violent. Is that normal for him?
No. You're talking about Jan Quest, right?
Yeah, the guy who turns into fire.
No, he summons a fireball around him. He's actually quite... He's solid inside the fire, that's what I'm saying.
Semantics. But he apparently took issue with Ariana trying to throw herself off the cliff and think he crashed into her, berated her while she was on the ground, and then flew off.
Steve, do you want to add in your interactions with him from earlier that day?
Yeah, well, that's how I knew. I knew that he's still solid because I copied his powers while his fire powers were on. And he got rather upset when I copied him and chased him down. He actually started pushing his limits to get away from me, which seems kind of odd. I don't know if he was trying to hide something or just wanted to be alone.
He's always been a model student. I don't understand this behavior from him.
Well, I have absolutely no connection for all these rather strange happenings.
I've never heard of Jan doing anything like that. I mean, not even when we did wrestling last year did he lose control or show any signs of anger.
Well, today is not his day.
Maybe it's first day jitters? I don't know why they seem to be targeting you.
I can understand why he's upset at me, because I did copy him earlier. But Ariana should...
Did you actually tell them about him crowding you out before you copied him?
No, I missed that part. Yeah, it looked like he was trying to push me up a mesa at first. That's one reason why I copied him.
That basically means he was confrontational with you before you copied him. And then after you copied him, he tried to get away from you.
True.
It's a bit of a difference.
You do have a point there.
This combined with the whole medical equipment trying to kill Aldridge is making me think that there's a lot of weird sabotaging going on here.
Oh, the circuit.
That's right.
Circuit?
We wanted to check to see if the quad circuitry, if the control panel for the shower and Mason's room were on the same circuit.
Aldridge asked us to find out. Right. But I'm not good with technology, so.
Neither am I.
At that, he kind of quirks a smile, and he says, what about your two friends?
Somehow, I don't see Ariana getting her hands into circuitry electronics.
Soren will just shrug and go, I know absolutely nothing about any of the other three people. We haven't exactly had a lot of time to sit down and chat. It's kind of been one crisis after another. Though in theory, I guess I could have talked with Mina and Ariana. Were both of them in that English class, or?
Yes.
I guess I could have talked with them then, since Miss White was only in the class for like 5 minutes. Easiest class I had all day.
Yeah, I think you should talk to them if you don't know much about electronics.
Okay, is there a curfew for the female dorms?
That's a good question, is there?
I would think it would be the same question about the male ones.
The question is there a curfew?
I'd like to say no.
I don't imagine Moondog caring much, but some of the other teachers might. Moondog doesn't seem like the type to care about students boning.
Give me a fortune roll.
Fortune.
Some of it's somebody other than me.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't care how bad you are.
I think I'm just as bad as you are.
If you are, that'll just be sad, really.
11.
Yep, there's a curfew.
We are two very unfortunate people.
Yeah, fortune of five, yeah.
Hey, you got me beat by one, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only is there a curfew, it was like 30 minutes ago.
At the mention that there is a curfew, Soren go, huh. Nobody told me. I've been breaking that ever since I got here.
That's just when boys have to leave the girls' dorm and girls have to leave the boys' dorm.
One of us asks them tomorrow if they know anything about electronics.
Is there anything else you want to do tonight? Or do you want to move forward to the next day?
I think we can move forward. I've got nothing else that I was going to do.
Ariana, the only thing she would end up doing is studying. And by now, if it's curfew time, she'd probably be in her freaking t-shirt and short shorts and just laying down on the...
on the
box
laying,
Well, she's not actually tossed out the other mattress yet.
No, you flung it, or you dropped it, then it was flung across the...
No, I didn't say I threw out the other mattress yet.
The old one.
Right, she's had to lower herself to sleeping on the school-issue mattress.
No,
not the school-issue mattress. This is just the mattress she bought for school last year.
Oh, Jesus.
What, you expect me to sleep on the same mattress 2 years in a row?
Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay.
Well, nope. Actually, there's other concerns about it because, like in Brazil, because of how humid it is, you have to worry about other stuff kind of growing in the mattress, right? Maybe you might replace it more often in a more humid tropical environment.
Hey, I wouldn't know about that.
I'm just going to go under the assumption that her mattress can only absorb so much bitch before it overflows.
Okay, well, like I said, fast forward to the next day.
The next day, what does Ariana do when she gets up? It's just, like, she gets coffee and, you know, wakes up about an hour and a half before class, right?
Yeah, she generally likes to be all prim and proper before she even makes an appearance where other people could see her.
Right. So you're the roommate who hogs the bathroom all morning.
What? You had your chance.
I'm not in a female dorm, so it doesn't matter to me.
All
right. Yeah, I'm the person who tries to get... Yeah, if anything, I'll be hogging up all the water, too.
Soren, when you get ready to leave your dorm room, you open the door, and there is a small box in front of your door.
Is it sealed?
Yeah, it's just a cardboard box. Looks like it's got a basic packaging tape on it.
All right, if this is a trap to kill me... I'll be very, very insulted that it's not nearly as elaborate as the one that tried to kill Steve. I'll nudge it with my toe.
Something rumbles inside.
Well, it didn't blow up when it moved, so I guess I'll pick it up and carry it outside the dorm. Because if it blows up when I open it, I'd rather not take out the dorm, too.
Very kind of you.
You know, protect innocent bystanders and all that.
Go ahead and gain a willpower for that.
Yay! If I blow up, I'll blow up alone. A real man.
The ones you're outside, you're going to open the box? There's some packaging material, like packing foam and stuff, and then there is a leather baldric and belt with a series of like interlocking metal rings that can adjust it to be either a double-strapped belt or go over the shoulder inside of like a plastic sleeve.
Who the fuck sent me a sheath?
No, there's no sheath. But this was something that would go over your shirt and pants.
Ah, okay.
It's not the kind of belt that would go through a loop or anything.
So something that wouldn't actually cause his pants to sag when he's wearing, when he has a sword sheath.
Yeah.
Is there anything written on the outside of the box?
Nope.
If it was some kind of weird plan to kill me, at least they're being elaborate about it. I'd hate to die to something so basic as a box bomb. I'll take it out, try it on.
Well, it's adjustable, you know. It fits, you know. And so you could either, you know, wear the sword across your back or at your waist.
I'll sheath it at my side. That way it's more casual when I need to calm the damn sword down.
Just give it a pat. Oh, you're such a good sword.
calm down. You'll get to taste some blood later. Calm down.
During your morning control class, Moondog puts you right next to the telekinetic kid. He puts Steve and Ariana on either side of Jan.
Oh, this should be fun.
We're all one big happy family.
Then he asks everyone to close their eyes.
She'll comply.
So the control class goes through without complication. Just odd placement of people.
Well, apparently nobody knows about my little threatening of disposing of bodies to Jan. Otherwise, he might be I might have been parked closer to him.
After the class, do you guys talk at all, or what do you do?
Well, I'll try to flag down Mina or Ariana, whichever one's closer to me.
Well, Ariana is the one that's closer to you.
Yeah.
Lucky me.
Hello. Soren, right? Yeah, Soren.
Indeed. Do you know anything about technology?
Do I know anything about technology? The only thing I know about technology is that my servants used to use it in order to go to iron my clothes.
All right, then.
I would.
I'm sorry I couldn't be much more help. And excuse me if this isn't good enough. I am attempting to be nice.
Real quick, are you actually attempting to be nice? Or are you just giving him a line?
Me saying that I'm trying to be nice is the line.
The reason why I bring that up is I just wanted to remind you that you are extremely well-educated. So you have a passing knowledge of a lot of different things, even though you don't know like a lot of technical details.
I mean, I know a few things, but it's not exactly something that I worry about on a day-by-day basis.
Well, due to my interesting childhood, I know jack shit about technologies.
Excuse me, language, please. You're in front of a lady.
God, I hate everybody in this goddamn school. He'll take a moment to do a face palm, compose himself. Sorry about that.
Well, my mother used to say there's a time and place for that. And right now it's not that time.
Is Mina still around or she left?
Let's say that she rushed off to home economics.
Okay.
Soren will take a second with his eyes closed. Deep breath. Lets it out. Opens his eyes. He's making an actual effort to be nice for once in his godforsaken life. As I said, I know nothing about technology. Beyond how to turn on a light and Google. Perhaps you can assist me with something I'm trying to figure out. Would you know how to determine if one room within a quad was on the same circuit as the shower within that quad?
If I know my basic electricity stuff from school, we probably could do it with a line tester, I believe, to see if there's continuity. But you would think if the quads are all the same, then perhaps they're all wired the same. I mean, they will probably take whatever shortcuts they can in order to minimize how much material they use. At least I think that's the way the contractors used to say things when they were doing things in the manner.
Can you explain to me how to do it?
It'd be safer if I walked you through it directly rather than And apparently, I don't have any plans. Actually, I gotta look at this schedule real quick. So, well, if you want my help and you're asking for it, I suppose I could give you some time.
If you would be willing, at around 11 o'clock, meet outside the boys' dorm. After right around 10 o'clock, I'll see if I can't requisition myself a, what'd you call it, a line tester?
That would probably be it. You I'll could use one of those multimeters.
And, Soren, you're fairly certain you can find one of those in the applied science class.
Am I? I don't have applied science today, but...
No, but you remember that they had all sorts of weird tools and stuff along with metalworking and woodworking tools there.
And I doubt she'd tell me no, since I'd be using it to find out the information she asked me for. All right, so yeah, I should be able to get a thingamajigger and meet you outside the boys' dorm at 11, and we can test the wires and find out what the fuck is going on, hopefully.
But of course, if Ariana's going to help him out with testing stuff like that, she would not dress in her school clothes, because that would be undignified of her. So she'll take that 10 minutes that she has between classes to quickly get changed and come back out in something more common.
Oh, and just for the record, because since we're talking about fashion at the moment, Soren looks like he was actually sleeping in the clothes he's currently wearing. As if when it was time to go to class, he literally rolled out of bed and just went to class.
Just a bit of bad news for you guys.
Why?
Just for the boys. There was no water in your quad last night or this morning.
I figured as much.
Steve and Mina have home ec next, which is Mr. MacArthur. He kind of gives a lecture on eating all natural and healthy foods. And he says, this semester we'll be looking at going from the farm to the table and what it takes to grow your own garden and have a healthy diet.
Sure.
Then Steve and Soren have an ethics class at 9.
That would be a blast.
So this is Professor White's auditorium.
If we're lucky, she'll only be here for 5 minutes again.
This time she's actually waiting.
Wonderful.
Her laptop is open on the podium. In addition to Soren and Steve, Jan and Ox are both here, along with probably like 7 or 8 other students. Once everyone's kind of assembled, she says... Is this it? This everyone? You're all failures. At the end of this semester, you will receive an F for my class. I will assign no work. I will give you no assignments or accept any extra credit. Because I'm strong, I'm in charge, and you are students, and you are weak. If you have any questions, I don't care. And she'll walk out.
As she's walking out, I'll just say, cool. Free study period. And
make a sense roll for me.
Just sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have perception?
Yes.
Go ahead and... Actually, no. Just sense.
15. That was a tasty roll.
Her laptop is still sitting open on the podium after she's left.
Not going near it.
There is some grumbling coming from some of the other students. Like, she's not going to sign anything? But then we get an F. That can't be fair.
Soren will laugh.
And Ox said, she said, she's strong and we're weak. Maybe we need to show her how strong we are.
Because that's ethical.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
Do you say it loud enough for him to hear it?
Sure.
It's not like he cares about what they think.
So he kind of stands up and says, what's that, Ice Boy? You don't have Snake Girl to protect you now.
Steve just laughs.
Oh. The copycat's going to think that's funny. Maybe I should stomp both of you, and then she'll see that I'm strong and you're weak.
Because, you know, that's ethical.
That might makes right. That makes sense to me.
And I shall adopt a Yoda voice and go, and that is why you fail.
Well, it'll be a lot of laughs this semester. So did you come over and try to stomp me?
Well, no, not you, but... You are stomp adjacent, I think.
Don't you feel happy? Haven't you always wanted to be stomp adjacent?
I think it's funny. No one wants to touch me, so you can't stomp on me.
Yeah, physical bullying doesn't really work on you.
Nah.
Well, keeping one eye on Ox, what's old Fireball doing? Is he a little hot under the collar?
It looks like he's counting on his fingers, and he's like, it can't be that easy. We could trounce these idiots, especially since he doesn't have his pig sticker. There's no way she's going to set us up like that. It'd be fun finding out, though, wouldn't it?
Poor classroom.
There's a third kid that's in this little group. Who is that?
The three kids in the, with the oxen and Jan?
Yeah.
I keep on calling him Jan. You have the jock, you have the fire guy. Problem is that Ox probably wouldn't consider anyone a friend unless they prove they're strong somehow.
Nah. Every big, strong bully needs his jester.
That's true. Gotta be someone quick.
You know, the funny guy, always quick to put the other guy down. Also quick to kick him while they're down.
Yeah, I think I heard his mouth last time, so. Yeah.
A yes man. Every good king needs his jester.
Their third person is the jester.
That seems logical.
I even have a good idea for a possible power for him.
What's that?
They say words can cut you. His really can.
So he speaks and can cut people with it?
That's a screwed up power. Well, I mean, it actually is simple, just a sonic attack of some type.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, he's the kind of guy who can cut you down with a word.
And what's he look like?
He's got the beanpole look going.
Victor Jester Jones stands up. He's like, hey, don't be stupid. We already know. What we have to do? And he like gestures his hands wildly as he says this.
You know what? I will take a look at that laptop.
I will reach out to try and stop Steve from looking at the laptop.
Jester kind of hops up on top of one of the chairs in front of him, balances on one foot, and then points with his arm and says, she left us our A's right there. And then he kind of cartwheels across the chair and into the aisle.
Soren's making a grab for Steve's shirt to pull him back away, back to his seat.
Jester is going to go for the laptop.
He can have the laptop.
All right, so Steve, what are you doing when Soren grabs you? Or grabs your shirt, I should say. You were very specific when you said that.
For a reason.
Yeah, well, somehow I don't think it's a bomb.
Lowering my voice, I'll say, of course it's not a bomb. It's a fucking trick. It's an ethics class. Just because she was a bitch, it's unethical of you to steal from her.
Yeah, whatever. I wasn't going to take the laptop. I was just going to look at it.
You're still stealing information from her.
All right.
Besides, what good's the information they're going to get? She won't accept extra credit. Nothing they turn in off of it, if this isn't a trick, will do them any good. You're already getting an F.
Fine.
Trust me, if I'm wrong, I'll let you smack me.
Well, there's no sense staying here if you're already getting Fs.
And so Jester says, look, it's right here. I got an A. Boom. Ox, A. Fireball, A. Everybody else?
I'll keep my F. And I'll pull out a Shakespearean book for my English class. I'm reading Macbeth.
I ace this class. Boop. And he kind of taps down on the computer in a way that if you've ever seen someone lock a Windows machine, you know that he just locked it so that no one else can change the grades without knowing her password. I was like, come on, guys, let's get out of here.
Yeah. I'll wave to them as they leave with a smile.
Checking the circuits at 11. Or was there anything that was going to happen before then? Ariana?
Well, let's see. Ariana didn't have any other classes besides the
10 o'clock class.
Yeah. So as long as she's going to do is change her clothes and be ready for Soren when the time comes.
All right. And Soren, you don't really have a problem picking up a or any kind of line testing equipment.
Cool.
So where do you guys go at the boys' dorm?
I wait at the entrance to the dorm to be escorted in because it's not proper for a lady to be going into a place like that under normal circumstances.
I don't have any more classes, so I would have gotten my sword and be waiting for you at 11.
Oh. Ariana dressed this time in a simple t-shirt with a denim skirt, athletic shoes and socks, and an apron to protect her clothes.
Oh, no better place to start than in the quad where it all the shit went down.
Shall we?
So you guys go back up to the quad. It looks like there is a group of maintenance people that are working on the bathroom when you get there. It's like two maintenance guys.
Soren, perhaps we should talk to them about it.
Yeah, this might be easier than I thought. Make my way over to him.
And I follow behind him.
Excuse us, do you have a moment?
One of the maintenance guys looks up at you, and he's like, yeah?
Running a small task for Dr. Aldridge. Perhaps you could assist me slightly. And I'll hold up the vault meter thingy.
You are doing something for Aldridge?
Don't worry, it's not dangerous. I just need to check if the power line for this shower is also the power line for the bedroom over there.
Oh, well, I'd have to take the panel off with the wall socket out to check that.
Well, Ariana takes a quick look. What kind of screw does he use?
It's like a standard screw.
All right, so...
He's just objecting to the extra work that's required.
So I would take this panel off. Takes out her nail file. Boop, boop, boop. Pop the screw. Pop the panel.
The guy kind of chuckles to himself and takes a step back, watches you. And then what do you do?
Well, how would I check it?
I'll hand her the volt meter thingamajig.
Okay, so connect the one probe to this spot and then go ahead and test it with... Now, go ahead to the other point where you're looking to check the connection.
Head into Mason's room. Well, knock just in case he's come back first.
No one answers.
All right, head in. Look around for a similar panel.
Well, here it's just a wall outlet that the stereo was plugged into.
I guess there's better than anywhere else. I'll hold out my hand for the nail file.
Pass it over to him.
With a bit more grunting and much slower than Ariana would have, since she's quite a bit stronger than him, and using a nail file to take a screw out is kind of slow work for a normal human.
All right, so Ariana, why don't you go ahead and make me intelligence plus education roll?
Intelligence and education? Intelligence is 7, education is 12. That's 19 plus 3 dice. And the dice of doom read a 9 plus 19, that's 27.
It takes you a little while to figure it out, but yeah, they're on the same circuit.
So eventually she gets that beep to show there's a connection. Well, those are the same lines.
The maintenance guys kind of chuckle to themselves. They're like, well, now fix it. You got to put that panel back in.
If I take something apart, I will put something back together. I need not remind any reminders from you. And I say pet, and then I hold it back. I will deal with it. Ariana really wanted to call him a peasant.
Make a perception roll for me. Or sense and 2 dice if you don't have perception.
Surprise, he's staring at your tits. Oh, wait, no, that's not a surprise.
All right. 7 plus... That's 10. 10.
10 total?
Yep, that's all I got. All
right, so the screen kind of flickers as you put it back in, but you don't really notice much else.
Flickering would mean a short, wouldn't it? So I want to look to see if what it might be touching that might be setting it off. It shouldn't do that normally. It didn't do it when I took it off, so it shouldn't have done it when they put it back on.
Yeah, you don't have much problem putting it back on. The maintenance guys are like, okay, well, you talk to Professor Aldridge, and we'll stay out of her way.
Do they have any kind of badges or any kind of anything that would signify who they are?
Badges? Badges? No.
You know what? That gave me an idea. I'm going to check I'm going to go ahead and touch the touch panel, and I'm going to attempt to see if there's any scheduled work in the room.
Oh, while she's doing that, I'm trying to memorize their faces to ask Martha about them later.
Alright, so Soren, make a wisdom roll. Just wisdom and 2 dice.
18.
You're fairly confident that you're going to be able to commit these guys to memory.
Anyway, am I able to find out anything about the maintenance?
Specifically, what are you trying to find out about these guys?
Whether they're supposed to be here.
Okay, do you have computers?
Finding out, no. And...
Or research.
And the answer to both of those are no.
All right, so roll intelligence and 2 dice.
All right, 7+. Let's find out. 9.
You start working the panel in the common room, but you can't remember how to get to the maintenance schedules or anything like that.
You know what? Let me just do this the old-fashioned way. I tell Soren I'll be right back. Then I leave. And then I will either ask one of these geeky kids that I met the other day, if there are any around, or just go to somebody else and with a little bit more authority, perhaps a teacher, to see if there was supposed to be any maintenance in that particular room.
Okay. Soren's vaguely confused by Ariana's actions, but I'm going to assume that something weird is going on technological-wise. Not his element. He'll be quick to remind anyone. I'll just casually watch them and see what they're actually doing.
Give me a forensics roll, or barring that, give me a synth roll.
15.
They are fixing the pipes and reconnecting it. It looks like there was some damage behind the wall.
I'll just keep monitoring them for anything suspicious. Okay. I'm a paranoid bastard until Ariana gets back.
And so which teacher are you going to try and hunt down, Ariana?
I'm trying to remember offhand who might be in. Was there a specific teacher that we that would be like in charge of this room? You know what I do? I'm going to go ahead and use the panel to call the main office and ask them if they had any scheduled maintenance set up for that room in the male dorm.
Let me make sure I understand this correctly. Sword is going to watch them while Ariana heads back to one of the main buildings to find a teacher.
To either find a teacher or she will call. If she can't find one right away, she'll call the main office to see if they know of any work being done in that particular room. You know, if they have a work order set up for it.
Sure. So once you find a teacher and they can get to a panel, they're able to verify that maintenance is supposed to be there.
All right. I guess her suspicions were unfounded, and she'll go ahead and offer her thanks and return back to the room and do what she was set out to do before, which would be to help to finish replacing that panel and help Soren with his side. And I go ahead and whisper to Soren, I was just checking to see if they had a work permit for me, if they were assigned for the room. Apparently that was the case. I whisper into his ear.
I'll nod and say, you can never be too paranoid.
I've been told differently, but I shan't rock the boat, I believe it might be determined here in the United States. That isn't my way.
Don't believe what they say. Paranoia is a very healthy thing. It'll keep you alive. I will assist Ariana with putting the last of the screws back in and whatnot, and then head to the science lab.
Did that satisfy your curiosity?
I'll shrug and say, it wasn't really done for me. Aldridge wanted me to look into it. Hopefully she'll know more. I don't really speak her language, so I just kind of have to guess what she's saying most days.
Why? What language is she just talking?
Really fast, intelligent speak. I was trained in magic and sword fighting. I wasn't really trained in science.
Well, I've only had instructors at the manor. I never really went to school before here.
Well, I wouldn't consider this a normal school. Doesn't match the movies, really.
Yeah, I mean, I half expected to be to have students singing in the hallway based on that Disney film I saw.
Man, you need to watch better movies.
They tend to take a while before they get into Brazil.
I could just picture Ariana binge-watching all the High School Musical movies to prepare for going to Three Rivers Academy.
I mean, and then I would half expect some of them to start singing Tradition.
That would be Fiddler on the Roof.
Well, who knows what they sing in these American schools? Fiddler on the Roof could have been a play that she actually saw when she was in Brazil.
So you guys had to go talk to Dr. Aldridge. You have to wait for her advanced mathematics class to let out. Mina is actually in that class, along with a few other students.
So, I can actually go ahead and get myself some of my coffee before lunchtime, and then I'll be polite and offer Soren some.
Thank you, but I will pass.
So once the class lets out and the doctor is free, how does this go out?
I'll head in.
I'll go along with him. I have nothing better going on at the time.
Make my way over to wherever she is, and I shall now show my great knowledge of technology. Once I have her attention, I'll say, we use the thingamajig to find out that, yeah, they're on the same thing.
So she bounces from a computer to a blackboard, and then over to the whiteboard, she says, so both the shower controls and the stereo were on the same circuit?
According to my more intelligent compatriot, yes.
And she kind of diagrams out what the circuit would look like. She says, expect cold showers. They're probably going to have to replace that.
I would just like the water to actually come back. That'd be nice. But maintenance was already there, so hopefully it won't take long.
Dr. Aldridge, I noticed a breach of protocol, but I am willing to allow Soren the use of my shower in the meantime, if he should require it at this moment, especially since we have a lunch period coming.
She looks over at you and says, I thought you said that we were preparing the showers right now. Besides, there's showers in the gymnasium.
At the same time, Soren will just kind of sniff himself and go, it's only been a day. I don't think I stink that much yet.
Ariana tries to avoid sounding insulting. Doctor, I would never use the showers in the gym, even with the other women. So you can understand if perhaps Soren doesn't feel similarly.
She kind of knocks her head to the side and says, curious, and he goes back to work.
Soren will just chuckle.
I suppose we should go now.
Both of you make a perception roll, if you wouldn't mind.
And since I don't have perception, it is sense plus... sense is 7 plus 5, 12.
29.
So, Soren, just as you're turning, you see underneath the drawing of the circuit, Dr. Aldridge writes down Zeus 2.0, question mark. So, Steve, Mina was in the conflict avoidance and self-defense class.
Yeah, come on. Apparently Mina desperately needs that first one.
Picking fights with the 7-6 guy?
I wasn't picking a fight with him. I was just letting him know that he was being raped.
By poking him in the chest.
Exactly. And plus, I kind of had some of Ariana's coffee earlier that day.
I should have known that'd be a mistake.
What are you doing in this class?
Steve, Mina, where does this class happen? And how many people are in this class?
I would say it happens in a gymnasium type of classroom, or possibly outside. Or, like, is there an area? Could there be an area attached to the greenhouse that's just open that hasn't been utilized yet? Because we need a lot of space, and it needs to be away from bad weather.
Well, there is a gymnasium, and you're on a plateau.
Oh, isn't there a greenhouse, though? No, there, sorry, is a greenhouse. I was just idly thinking about that.
There is a greenhouse.
Okay. What say you about it being in a gymnasium?
That works. Makes sense.
How many people are in this class?
It's by Ms. White?
No, this is by Mr. MacArthur.
Is that the hippie?
That's the guy that runs the greenhouse, teaches PE, and...
Wears the sandals?
Yeah.
Hippie?
He's the one who taught the home economics class, what it was all about, going from the garden to the table.
He's probably a big Jimmy Buffett fan.
We'll say, like, 5 or 6 kids... because maybe he's just a little too hippie-ish for people to trust taking self-defense from him.
Are there any of the kids that you've met so far? Like, is any of Ox's crew in this? Or?
I'd say no, just to avoid a fight. Conflict avoidance.
That thing has a thing in it.
That sounds like the player talking.
That does sound like the player talking.
That sounds like there totally needs to be a member of Ox's crew in there.
So, yeah, let me rephrase the question. Which member of Ox's crew is in this class?
The big one.
Ox.
The big one, yeah.
Okay.
See, I would have pictured Ox in White's self-defense class.
Maybe he's in both. So maybe it's Fireball in this class.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty big douche, so that's a good way to get past any kind of problems.
There is also a girl in this class who seems almost, like, washed out. That's not to say that she looks strung out. That means that her natural coloring is faded out. Like, if I said she was white, I mean she's white.
And she's a pastel goth on top of that.
And she's a pastel goth. You want to define that?
It's like being goth, except you wear all pastel and you dye your hair pastel colored. Bright, gentle baby colors.
That's different.
So you guys have met MacArthur on a number of occasions. What does his class look like? Like, what is he teaching here?
I say there's tumble mats like you have in grade school, just to warm up and stretch out.
Okay, so totally going to start out with like a good, you know, 15, 20 minutes of stretching. You know, he's like reassuring everybody, like, it's okay to look silly. Believe me, some of the stuff we're going to be doing is going to look really awkward. There's nothing wrong with that. But you definitely want to get a good stretch in the legs, good spinal control there. We're going to do some lifts, some raise up. We've got a bar over here. I'm going to show you guys how to do some relevés.
Some what?
Yeah, general consensus goes, huh?
I know we don't think of ballet as being kicking ass, but it's all about proper stretching.
Okay.
I can take it.
Now this I is actually kind of...
This is which day again? In which class?
This is late Wednesday. This is while you and Steve are...
Soaring.
I'm sorry, you and Soren are taking the circuit.
Ah, okay.
Now I kind of wish Ox was in this class just so I could imagine him doing a ballet. And that would be a sight to behold.
And gracefully and grandfully. What are those self-defense dummies? Are they called self-defense dummies? We're going to cut that. So those self... self-defense dummies, he should have a few of those.
Okay.
With a sign that says, I don't know you, that's my purse. Hey, you guys.
He's got some dummies that actually, like, come out of the gym floor, like, raise up. Mm-hmm. He says, now, we're not learning any strikes or anything like that. This is all about avoid. What we're going to be looking at is how to get an attacker's attention, and more importantly, get the attention of everyone around you so that you can de-escalate the conflict and avoid the conflict itself. De-escalate and avoidance. That's our focus. Does anything funky happen in this class?
Only if you pair us up.
Okay, so you get paired up with Fireball. What's the drill that you and Fireball?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, what is the drill that you and Fireball are doing together? Remember, this is all about conflict avoidance, no throwing punches or anything like that. De-escalate, avoid.
Okay. I can't even think of what's in that class.
So what's the exercise that Steve and Fireball are doing? It's all about awareness, de-escalation, avoidance.
I don't know. I'm shit at defense. I pretty much just curl into a ball and get my ass kicked. I was going to say to have an example of like one of them coming up behind the other to attack, but I don't know how to de-escalate that.
Why don't we say that the exercise is that one of them is trying to instigate a fight and you are trying to de-escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro. I don't like it when you say these kinds of things. It hurts my feelings.
Exactly. Okay. Steve, are you the aggressor or are you the de-escalator in this scenario?
I'll go de-escalator.
Fireball's going to de-escalate the situation. Okay, so you guys kind of square off. He has to walk up to you. So he comes directly at you and he's like, why don't you get out of my way, freak?
Sorry, didn't know you had a sidewalk under your command.
That's right. I command this sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
This is my sidewalk. Why don't you walk in the gutter where you belong?
Fruitful.
Remember, awareness, de-escalate, avoid it.
Yeah, well, have it your way. Walk away.
Fireball fumes a little bit about this.
He really wanted me to punch him, didn't he?
The class kind of goes this way, or the extracurricular kind of goes this way. You know, you guys do some basic, like, how to fall kind of stuff, other than Fireball just coming after Steve over and over again. And, you know, he likes to put it as, I'll play the person, you play the victim.
All your life.
And I will point out once again that he's like a foot and a half shorter than you. Like, he is like 4'6".
Wow. That's little.
So,
ouch.
Out of curiosity, does this strike Mina strangely? She's met Gian before. This is the first time she would have actually seen him acting like a douche.
That is an extremely good point, because he was super nice to you before. He helped you move that bed and...
After their exercise is done, Mina expresses, like, telling him that he faked that really well. Like, you did a really good job there. Like, for a second, I thought that was really mean. Like, you did a good job of presenting him with an obstacle. Like, pat his shoulder.
He looks at you and he's like, yeah, I do make a good obstacle. I don't know why that copycat just thinks he can rule the roost and mess with other students.
Who is he even messing with?
You didn't hear what he did to Thomas?
Who's Thomas?
You know, wait, you're new. Thomas, they call him Hurricane.
Oh, that poor kid who had a freak out.
That was all this copycat.
No, he was helping. I was there.
You helped him out?
Yeah, I mean, that poor kid was suffering, and all he did was borrow his power so that he could calm the storm down, and I just snapped him out of it.
He shakes his head. He just looks disappointed.
So Fireball walks away?
Yeah, there just seems to be this kind of disconnect with, he tries to talk to Mina, but he has a very different understanding of the events, and he is convinced that Steve is the one that caused the storm.
Well, hopefully I cleared it up for his character. Maybe he'll be a nice guy now. And that's how games work.
Somehow, I think not.
Especially games that Dave runs.
Go ahead and give me an expression roll since you don't have etiquette. That's a pretty good roll.
He walks away with an understanding and becomes an ally and brings me cupcakes.
No.
Oh, okay.
He walks away confused because the order of events that he was told from people he trusts does not match up with what you're saying because you kind of recount the events of that day.
To seal the deal as a girl, I smile at him and wave and say, "See you later."
Was there anything that Steve or Mina wanted to do after?
No, I had nothing better to do right now, other than tracking down Ariana and I can never remember your name right.
Soren.
So I think we're going to have the four of you meet up then at Dr. Aldridge's classroom after they got done discussing the warped mirror and the circuit. Mina and Steve go to find Soren and Ariana, which they are at Professor Aldrich's room. They were just leaving. You guys kind of catch them at the doorway. So what's going on, Steve?
Basically, that's the question I asked them. What did you guys find out?
I think the only part you weren't here for was the one that we had to run the line. So the answer was yes. Both the shower and the radio were on the same power grid or circuit.
Well, that sucks. Got any idea how it happened yet?
Nope.
This is kind of the first you're hearing about this.
Am I with them?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I what were you guys talking about?
Yeah, since Mina doesn't know anything about what's been going on, I'll explain to her about what happened to Steve and our quad mate Mason. Tell her that Steve and I took the mirror that had been melted off and warped off the wall, took it to Aldridge to find out how hot everything had gotten. She had asked us to check the power lines to see if the radio and the shower were on the same thingamajigger.
Yes, and we used this line tester to do so.
Yeah, we used that thingamajigger to check the thingamajigger to find out about the thingamajigger. Turns out the answer was yes. We told Aldridge. She said stuff that I didn't understand, because I never understand anything that woman says. And now we're here.
Okay, I'm so sorry that happened to all of you. That sucks.
Well, no one's actually tried to hurt me, so.
Well, that's fortunate.
The only weird thing that happened to me is a mysterious box, and it wasn't even a bomb. I was kind of sad.
I said we go back to our room and drink more coffee.
Actually, I have something I need to take care of.
Ew, are you going to do the flying thing?
You mean the falling thing?
No, it's the flying thing.
That's not nice, Fjörgenstahl. Soreen.
Let me go ahead and change.
Your pronunciations are atrocious.
I'm from Texas.
That's why.
Oh, man, the Texas listeners have just bailed.
If you excuse me, I have a cliff to jump.
Well, I'm going to follow Ariana and watch her and cheer her on.
Anyone else going to watch the spectacle?
I'm going to go lurk in the shadows and watch for trouble, because I expect trouble to occur. I'm not paranoid.
I'm thinking that Ariana's going to try a different approach this time. She was looking at those old superhero serials where they fly, and she figured she's going to have to do the three-step thing and then have that that tuck, the arm tuck and knee bend when she tries to go up in the air. That might be the trick.
Okay. And what's Steve doing?
Jump on top of the dorm or climb up the top of the dorm so I can watch from up there.
Okay. Soren, give me a fortune roll.
Because you know how much I love those. At least I rolled well. 15 with 1-6.
Okay, give me a perception roll. No, I have perception, just sense and two dice.
29.
Did you roll any sixes?
Nope.
All right. Ariana, paint the picture for us.
with the classic colors on that she's been wearing every day since she started work on this class. She rubs her hands together, focuses. Be one with the sky. Let's go. Be one with the sky. Then she charges down. She got the music. She cues the other student who plays her song. I believe I can fly.
I thought you just turned it on yourself.
I know, but she's taking a further running start this time. If you'll do the honors, please. Then she goes ahead and runs, takes the one step, two step, three step, up into the air, puts that arm in the tuck, the knee bend, and goes up, up, and not up, and further down. It's like, oh, not again. See, she freaking hits, and she tries to put her feet in front of her in order to try to keep herself from freaking looking like a total fool face planting on the ground.
Steve, you have an amazing view of this.
Oh.
Thorin, you were kind of hanging out in the crowd and looking for interesting things.
Indeed.
So make a stealth roll, or dexterity in two dice if you don't have it.
20 with 1-6.
You managed to get pretty close to Jester and Fireball. They're talking. Jester's like, no, I know how it went down. Right? There's no way she lied to me about it. It was that Steve kid. He even calls himself Reflection. Like, why would she lie to us?
I'll continue lurking to see if I can hear more.
And so Fireball's like, I don't know, dude. Like, I guess, but the Mina chick seems pretty cool, you know? We gotta do it. All right. Then they kind of wander off deeper into the crowd.
I will follow.
So give me another stealth roll.
21 with 1-6.
Okay. You could follow them, but there is no way you're not going to get noticed following them in this crowd. Like, people are going to see you and realize what you're doing.
But will they notice what I'm doing?
Not right away. They won't notice you, but if someone in the crowd says something, it's over.
Is Steve in the crowd?
No, Steve is on the roof of the building.
I will make my way to the edge of the crowd so that I can see the building. All right, the first important question is, do I know where Steve is?
Steve, did you tell Soren where you were going to watch this?
Probably.
So yeah, he's on top of the boys' door.
Then I will make my way to the edge of the crowd so that I can see the building where Steve is on, and we'll keep a watch out to see if anyone's going after him or anything, as well as being able to still see where Ariana is.
All right, no, the jump seems to go off without a hitch. Well, when I say the jump goes off without a hitch, I mean she jumps in the air, no one stops her, she falls down a cliff.
You got some more air this time.
You look really good doing it.
So Arnold, shout out, you leave behind a sexy crater.
I wouldn't have put it quite like that, but thank you.
It's the nicest thing he can think to say.
If no one has anything else they want to do today, I am going to jump ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. If no one bothers me, I don't bother him.
And as long as I don't hear that Rebecca Black song, I'll be fine.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
Oh, I'm sorry, to Thursday. Thursday, you guys have your control class together. Does anything odd happen in control?
Who all is in control with us?
Well, you got the telekinetic kid, and you've got Fireball.
I'm going to say hi to Fireball off friendly, because I don't know him.
Hey, man. How are you enjoying class?
It's all right, you know. He seems like very low energy compared to yesterday.
Are you cool, man? You seem tired. What's up?
shouldn't know. I don't know. I just, like, I don't think we should talk anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Well, as long as you're hanging around that copycat Reflection, I don't think we can be friends.
Well, that's not nice. You're allowed to have more than one set of friends. Just because, you never know, you might see a different side of him being my friend.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, he really hurt the boy's dorm.
No.
He's dangerous.
I think you've got it wrong. I think if you guys just sit and talk, and you guys are receptive to each other, because I'm, like, what, 14, and that's how we talk. then I think that you guys will maybe be able to work it out. Like, you've got it totally wrong. I was there. Like, I was in the fray. It was cool. It's good. Because that's as vague as I can be at 14.
You don't have etiquette, but I will let you make a negotiation roll.
Oh, well, never talking to that guy again.
See, I was going to suggest you use the power of tits, because there's one thing I know, it's the power of tits compel you.
I understand that blonde doctor thought they could heal people. He's like, look, I don't think you should hang around with me, and I don't think it's going to be safe. I can't really talk about it, but I just don't think it's safe.
Well, I really appreciate you looking out for me. It shows that you do, that you care a little bit, and I'll definitely watch out for myself, and hopefully this isn't the end of what could be a really nice friendship. Enjoy class.
Thanks. He kind of runs off to his class.
I'm totally going back to everybody to tell them what he just said.
Wonderful.
That was sketches. Heck. So that guy, Fireball, this is a real name.
Yeah, Yon Quest.
Oh, yeah.
You name it.
I forgot. I'm breastfeeding, so, you know, forgetful. I'm going to blame everything on that. Ow. That guy, Yon, I was just talking to him, and he's, like, really afraid of you, Steve, and he has a completely wrong idea about what happened the first day we got here. And he said some kind of sketchy stuff that sounded like some, I don't know, sort of nefarious plans are in the works.
Sure.
So maybe we can, like, I don't know, tail him and his crew or try talking to them. What's that teacher? What was that class we took where he said, like, deflect and avoid? Is that what he said?
That was your extracurricular conflict avoidance and self-defense one.
Yes, I was going to say, this would be a good chance for us to practice the conflict avoidance, right?
It depends. You know, you notice he was never happy when I avoided him.
But it's just because he has the wrong idea about you. I'm sure if you guys talked it out or something, it would all work itself out.
If I may interject, I was stalking around while Ariana was creating her crater, and I happened to catch some interesting conversation from Yon and Jester. Someone's telling them a different version of what happened on orientation day.
Did you find out who that someone is?
I do not know, but I do have my suspicion. Though if that suspicion is simply my dislike of this particular person, or actual fact, I'm not certain yet, but I think a teacher is telling them a different version of what's actually going on and trying to rile up trouble.
A teacher? No way. Who do you think it, which teacher?
I think it's Miss White.
Why would a teacher spread rumors about their students?
Why would the medical equipment in the med bay be trying to kill Miss Aldridge?
Fair point, but that doesn't really answer my question, but okay.
I don't know the answer to either of these questions. I merely have suspicions. So, turning to Steve, I'd advise you never to wander anywhere alone.
Speaking of which, you two have applied science with Dr. Aldridge.
Indeed.
Have a nice class. Be careful, guys. Call me if there's any trouble.
Applied science with Dr. Aldridge is very different than applied science with Gunnery Sergeant Masterson. Dr. Aldridge tells the students in the class that there are various unfinished works in the room, and she points them out. There's a broken microwave. There's a transistor radio. There's a circuit board for a computer. There is a microwave. There is a transistor radio. There is an engine block. And there is the bridge challenge. Each of you pair up, pick one of these, make it work. I'll answer questions. And then she goes back to working on, like, two different computers and writing notes down.
So Orin will sigh. I hate technology.
Wait, wasn't I in this class the other day?
You are in this class.
That's what I thought.
The last time you were in this class, you had to make a steak.
Yeah, we flavored it with lint.
Yes, I do remember that.
We apparently had the only edible steak.
A for the team, call it that.
Well, let's team up again. Man, you pick whatever the hell you want to work on. I will glare at it meaningfully.
I'll grab the circuit board. Why the hell not? I don't think he has electronics, but some things are rather obvious.
Well, the trick here is you're going to make a series of repair rolls, like each time you have this class, and we're just going to track the number of successes you get. And then at the, to see if you can fix it, because you have to figure out how to actually test it to see if you fixed it. These are all projects that look simpler than they actually, or sound simpler than they really are.
Okay.
Someone will poke it with his finger.
Hey, did you give back that tester?
Yes.
Even if he didn't, either, this is the classroom we got it from.
Yeah. All right. Are they locked in a cage?
She just expects that, like, if you take a tool, you're going to put it back. Like, super duper trusting. And you have got, like, belt sanders and, like, reciprocating saws.
Nice toys. I'll get the meter and see if I can figure out how to use it, test this thing.
So go ahead and give me an intelligence roll for this class.
Can I try for like supporting intelligence roll?
Since neither of you have the repair skill, not really. I don't think you have science either.
Nope. I will continue poking it.
You say intelligence plus two dice, right?
Uh huh.
7 plus 2 dice. 15. No sixes.
So you guys kind of muddle through the class. There's a lot of, like, reading electronics manuals. Like, she's got books, which are, like, and she's actually relatively helpful. She never gives you an answer, but she keeps pointing you to different places to look.
Okay.
Now, granted, sometimes it's hard to follow where she's pointing, but you get the general direction.
Okay. Well,
Zoran can read a book. He has that skill, at least. I'll read you, Tinker.
And before you leave the class, Dr. Aldridge says to the two of you, ask you both if you're friends with Mina. Like, this is after, like, everybody else is leaving. She asks if you're friends with Mina.
Yeah. Something wrong with that?
No, not at all. She's my only student for ecology.
Interesting.
What's ecology?
The branch of biology that deals with the relationship of organisms and one another to their physical surroundings. The political movement that speaks to protect the environment, especially from pollution. Its origin is Greek in nature, coined as a modern term in the 19th century.
I see.
She blinks. Do you?
Not at all.
Ariana is her friend also?
If Ariana could be classified as anyone's friend.
That might be a stretch, but...
I think it would be more appropriate to say she tolerates Mina. I think, really, she tolerates all of us.
You speak to Ariana. Tomorrow, the three of you meet me here at 2 o'clock for the ecology lab, since you're all friends and she doesn't have any other classmates. It is time for the class I've been waiting for. It's driver's ed.
Yeah, Soren's actually skipping this class.
Why is that?
Because Steve has no class today, has no class at this time.
Okay.
Everybody else isn't probably going to be elsewhere.
No, go to your class. I'll be fine.
No. There are at least three people who are probably quite interested in killing you. You're not going to be anywhere alone at the moment.
We can see Mr. McArthur's in the greenhouse. Chill out there.
All right.
It's going to be such fun, driver's ed.
No, just look and see McArthur's there.
Fine. I will walk with you to the... garden, and as long as MacArthur is there and is willing to spend the period with you, I will go to Driver's Ed late.
Okay, fine with me. Is he there?
Make a fortune roll.
I'd say better you than me, but I think your fortune's almost as bad as mine, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that. A fortune of 5.
Yeah, we're lucky sons of bitches, aren't we?
No comment. 12.
Thorn, you actually end up super late, because MacArthur is not in the garden or the greenhouse. He's in the gym, but you do find him.
Since I'm already going to be late, super late, I might as well skip the class anyways and see if MacArthur has a moment to talk.
Let me handle Ariana's class, and then we'll talk about that, okay?
Not a problem. You have fun. I know you've been waiting for it.
Ariana.
Yes.
The class is outside by where the entrance of the school is.
Ariana's dressed in her in her favorite denim skirt and
What is the car that your father bought you that you cannot legally drive but is parked with the other cars here at school?
Mercedes convertible in black. With plush Canadian leather interior.
So that girl that I described earlier, the one that seems faded in pastels?
Yeah.
You recognize her. She's actually a roommate from last year.
And what was her name again?
It doesn't matter. Not like you'd remember anyways.
Make a wisdom roll. Let's see if you remember her name.
Or you should say it wrong. Karen! It's Katie.
All right. Wisdom, you said?
Yeah, wisdom and two dice.
12.
It was Summer.
And it was 1-6.
No, her. You remember her name is Summer.
Hello, Summer. Joining us?
It's Autumn.
I know it is Autumn. It's September.
She just gives you the death eyes.
Oh, all right. My apologies. So you'll be joining us for Driver's Ed today.
That is why I'm standing here.
Is your new roommate working out for you?
Well, she hasn't called me a peasant yet or told me how great her life is compared to everybody else's, so yes.
Ariane is just irked a little bit. At the same time, it's like, what am I going to do about this summer person? I mean, Autumn. And I'm saying that in my head is that.
The teacher walks out. You remember him from last year. He is one of the few adults here that lets you refer to him by his first name.
Does she remember that?
Well, ironically, his name is Sonny. He's wearing some Converse sneakers, jeans, and a green hoodie. And he sees the two of you and like two other students, and he says, this is going to be pretty basic. We're going to just explore the anatomy of a car today.
And Ariana's like, explore the anatomy of a car?
Yes. We're going to learn how the car works before we get behind the wheel this time.
Hmm.
Cut to Ariana driving off a cliff.
I mean, don't you just put gasoline in it and it runs?
This is why we're going to have a discussion first. Tell me how this class goes down.
Well, the first thing I need to ask is, whose car are we driving?
We're not driving any cars today.
Whose cars are we dealing with, Emmy?
We're dealing with the school car and your personal car if you have one.
All right, so we have this silver thing, and we have this black thing. Then we have this big thing that looks like it's paper.
What's the thing that looks like it's made out of paper?
It looks like an intake of some sort, maybe for air.
I hope you understand what you're saying, because I'm lost.
It's an air filter. I'm talking about the air filter for the car.
So are you just, like, naming off, like, random parts of a car in front of the other students? Like,
yeah, because he doesn't know anybody.
I'm just picturing him. He's like, we're going to learn about the anatomy of the car. He's like, okay, well, there's this paper thing. So I want you to make an etiquette roll. Or a subterfuge roll, sorry. If you don't have subterfuge, just roll your expression in two dice.
Subterfuge. Expression in two dice? All right. 13. No sixes.
There's some snickering through the class as Sonny tries to talk to you, but for the most part, you think it's pretty positive. I mean, you know that it's a steering wheel now, not the car circle. And you know clutch, brake, accelerator. Or maybe it's brake, clutch, accelerator?
I'm sure I'll figure it out.
The rest of the day kind of goes by without incident, and then the four of you kind of get back together for physical education at 2.
At least Driver's Ed wasn't a total disaster.
Well, they also didn't let you get behind the wheel. The physical education class is fairly normal, although you know Ox is in that class with you. Is anybody else from his crew in this class?
All the guys.
So Jester and Fireball?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ox, he just can't help himself.
I'm so foreign to randomly smiling and waving at someone that I was trying to do it and see how it looked, if it looked flirtatious or not. Because I was going to smile. I was like, I'll smile and wave at Fire Guy. Just to be fun. Yeah, there you go. Dude. The dudeson. Most of the time when girls smile and wave at dudes, it's a flirt.
So how many people are in this class total? You think there's like 30 people in this class?
It's phys ed, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it a requirement in all states?
I suppose it is.
I mean, like, would a private school have to worry about stuff like that? Would a private school
A private school has to still meet minimum standards, so. Yeah. All right, yeah, this is like the one class other than control where you have like 20 students.
All right. The only class other than freaking, the only class that she wears anything else other than freaking skirt. I said it's the only class that she would wear anything else other than a skirt.
How does this class go down?
Let's see. Have we done any of the gym classes before?
This is your first.
Okay. Why do I see dodgeball?
Is it dodgeball time?
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I said, why not? Except the dodgeball is probably a stuffed animal, so you couldn't hurt anybody with it.
I'm pretty sure they have dodgeball in Brazil, though.
What was that?
I said, I'm pretty sure they have dodgeball in Brazil.
Yeah, but would Ariana have played it, since she had private tutors?
She probably saw the server.
I'm the only class.
They break it up into two teams. I think we all know who ends up on whose teams here.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Well, I know I'm the last one picked, so that's no big deal.
So there's 10 people on your team. Who's your team captain?
Ariana definitely would not be a team captain. She's lucky she's even playing in the first place.
We don't have an Armstrong in here, do we?
What, in the school?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so.
So are we going? Are we operating under the assumption that the teachers are that the teacher isn't going to separate us? Are we just supposed to separate ourselves?
He picks out two team captains, and then they pick their teams. You know, they go back and forth. So your team captain's name is Armstrong?
Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do this. We are actually going to roll some dice. This is not going to be a real combat, but your dexterity-based defenses or your quickness-based defenses are what's important here. Okay, and we'll roll initiative like it was an actual fight.
Would we love to use our advantages in this?
Sure. So everybody, go ahead and roll me some initiatives.
24, no sixes.
37, no six.
17.
And so Ox's team, his other player's name is Joseph. The way combat works is we go from the lowest to the highest, and if you haven't already acted on your turn, you can try and interrupt or prevent somebody from taking their action. Also, if you have a higher initiative, you can take an active defense to improve your defensive value. Now, since we're playing dodgeball and not actually having a knockdown, drag-out fight, I'm going to say that if you succeed in active defense, you catch the ball. Is there anybody who is not going to try and grab one of the five dodgeballs at the start of the game?
I won't grab anything.
Soren will go for one.
Yep, I seriously doubt I'm fast enough in order to get to them before the others do.
Say that again, please.
Ariana is not, while she is fast, she's not the most quickest thinking in order to try to get it in there before someone else tries to.
That's not what I asked. I asked if you're going to try and get one.
I don't see her participating real greatly in these in this sport, at least until the people try to hit her.
That's something I can accept. The ball holders are Joseph, Autumn, Ox, Soren, and Armstrong. It does mean that Soren has used an action. So has Joseph, Armstrong, Ox, and Autumn. Joseph is going to try and get Armstrong out right up at the line. And so that is a 21 to hit. Armstrong will try and dodge. And he manages to dive out of the way. Ariana, what are you doing?
Actually, I was thinking I was going to go ahead and use one of my actions to catch whoever... one of the balls, if they're thrown in my direction, leaving the other one for active dodge.
Well, you can pick one up now that one's been thrown over into your side.
Ah, oh, what the hell. She'll go ahead and grab one.
And you're going to keep one action remaining for a dodge?
Yes.
All right, Steve, what are you doing?
Just hold my action. I don't have a dodge ball in my hand, and no one's thrown one at me yet.
All right. So Autumn is right up at the line, and she is going after... Ariana with a vengeance.
Really?
Shock.
Let me ask something. Since I'm so fit, and since I'm determined not to be the first person to go out in this damn fight, what would it take for me to go ahead and keep that fitness thing is up is to aid in my perfection.
Well, your perfection adds to your dexterity. So right now, since we're dealing with dexterity only, your defense is 22. You could spend one willpower.
I thought mine was 24.
Your defense is normally 24.
Yeah.
However, we are looking at dexterity only. Your normal defense is based on your constitution.
Ah.
Because you normally just take the hits. Right? If you get hit, you're out.
Basically, every attack is defended by quickness.
Yeah. So right now, your defense is lowered to 22. Now, if you want to spend 6 willpower, you can add your fitness to your defense for the scene.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You're saying that's what you want to do?
Yeah, that's correct.
So your defense is now 32 with 4 dice if you take an active defense.
And since she's attacking me, that's what I'm going to have to roll for, right?
All right, so go ahead and make your active defense. It's 34 plus 4 dice. Or 32 plus 4 dice, sorry.
All right, so 32 and a 9 is 41.
You easily catch the ball. All right, this is no challenge for you. She wings it at you. You just got to put your hand out and grab it.
Bing!
She is out. Soren, what are you doing?
Who else has a ball on the other side?
Joseph and Ox.
Well, he's large. Hopefully he's slow. I'll wing it at Ox.
So go ahead and roll your dexterity plus 2 dice.
Will my style, my fighting style, add to it?
I don't know. Do historical European martial arts teach you how to throw a dodgeball?
Technically. Dodgeball is a historical sport that was used with severed heads.
That would be according to the movie Dodgeball, and even then, that's not a European sport.
I'm sure somewhere in Europe, somebody practiced throwing large, round balls at other people as a weapon. Yes. Also, dodgeball can't be wrong. So I'm going with that's a no.
Dodgeball is actually from Africa.
I actually didn't know that.
It was used as an intense workout for tribes. So no, your HEMA does not apply.
Nice try.
Well, I'll burn one will to throw on talent support for acrobatic. I'll do a little acrobatic roll to confuse Ox and throw the ball at him. Hopefully he doesn't see it coming.
So go ahead and make your roll.
34 with 1-6. Not that that matters. I'm not doing wounds.
Tries to dodge out of the way, and you wing him on his shoulder, and he like hammers the ground, just mad, and then throws his ball down. Fireball is going to pick up one of the balls that Ox just dropped, and he is going to wing it at Reflection.
Okay.
Hopefully he hasn't set it on fire first.
That would be a good thing.
What defense are we using? He has no dex. No dex modified.
In your case, your defense is going to be your dexterity, which is 10.
All right, so 10 and 2 dice?
10 and 2 dice.
Doesn't he have a talent support that adds his running to his defense?
If he takes a movement action first.
So that'd be a 21-6.
Huh. You guys tied. So what do you think a tie is with a game of dodgeball?
I'd say he'd catch the ball.
You gotta beat him to catch the ball.
Yeah, beat him to catch the ball.
Guess would be he stumbles and falls to the ground in order to avoid it and just barely misses him.
So it takes him his other action?
Probably.
But he avoids being hit. Okay. I can live with that. Are you good with that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Mina is just kind of in shock at all that's happening around her. This is not what she signed up for. Jester is going to grab one of the other loose balls. He sees a reflection on the ground. He sees easy target. Unless you want to spend some willpower to get a surprising action in, because you are out of action. He just, like, nails you in the back of the head with a dodgeball.
Okay, so just spend one willpower, you said?
It would be 3 willpower for a surprising action.
Okay, 3 willpower. Where's my willpower? Oh, okay. So I spend the 3. Surprising action.
And now you can take an active defense, which is your dexterity in 2 dice. And I should warn you, you rolled a 35.
Ouch.
You could spend a willpower to add your movement running.
Yeah, so might as well. If he doesn't, he's out.
So that brings you up to a 22 with 3 dice.
Gonna need to be a good roll.
Hey, at least I tried.
Come on, Reflection.
Not with that roll. You said it was 24 plus the dice?
22 plus 3 dice.
22, 31. Just missed it.
Damn.
You kick off with everything you've got, but you realize just how fast this guy is. Like, you saw him balance on a chair the other day, or you thought he was nimble, but he is fast, and he, like, hits your calf muscle.
Yeah. So I go to the bleachers and take a seat.
I gotta stand off to the side.
Hmm?
You gotta stand off to the side.
Oh, okay.
I get the feeling it's gonna come down to Jester versus Ariana.
Joseph is going to throw at Soren, and that is a 19 to hit.
I shall avoid it by the power of perception. 22 defense.
So you managed to get out of the way. So Armstrong is going to try and put Joseph out. So Joseph throws a Soren, and then as he's turning back, he kind of gets clipped in the shoulder. And then Armstrong runs and grabs another ball. What is Ariana doing now?
I think official retribution is in order. Reflection got hit by whom again?
Reflection got hit by Jester.
All right, I'm going to see if I could try to take him out. And to that end, although I doubt it's going to help much, I will attempt to use my tennis and use my knowledge of how the ball handles when it's spun at great speed in order to try to get a better chance of hitting the person. I mean, it's only going to be good for, what, 1 point? But better than nothing. Well, I'm using some English on it. That's how you would refer to it, at least in pool. I don't know how you refer to it in the other stuff. So anyway, so that's my regular to hit normally?
So it's going to be dexterity plus perfection plus your tennis, 23 and 4 dice.
All right. Let's go. Come on, dice. Don't fail me now. 23 and 4. Come on. That's an 11 plus 23.
Yeah. 34. Jester is going to try and catch that. So you throw the ball. He grabs it, wheels around, and he throws it right back at you. And Autumn is now back in the game. And let's look at what his attack roll against you is. So that is a 35 to hit you.
35?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and right now I have 32 plus the 3 dice.
Well, you spent 6 willpower to add your fitness to defense, right?
Yeah.
It's 32, and then if you spend your other action, you get an active defense, which gives you 4 dice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even need to roll if you took an active defense.
And if I, but if I didn't, I would be out. So, not, well, I have to do active defense in any, either case. Otherwise, I'm going to get hit. Okay. So, let me do it.
You catch the ball, you send Jester out, and Reflection is back in. Reflection, what are you doing?
Grab the ball that hit me. I think it's still back here. And
I see you want to grab a ball.
And who's left standing now?
Autumn and Fireball.
Okay. I throw it at Fireball.
Go ahead and roll. I believe it's 10 plus 2 dice for you.
So that's 20.
All right. That is below Fireball's defense. So he avoids that. Autumn will pick up a ball and throw it at Ariana again because, well, she had to live with her. Of course, there is no way she could hit Ariana right now because Ariana is fit. Soren, you have one action left. What are you doing?
I will save it for defense.
So, Steve threw at Fireball. Fireball is going to grab a ball, wing it at Steve.
I would like to use my defense to try and intercept and catch it.
So you're going to need to beat his attack roll.
I'll spend another willpower to add my dex, or my acrobatics again.
What'd you get?
30.
I got some bad news for you. What's your armor?
Without that, 2.
He wings this ball at Steve, and I mean, it is like flying like super fast, and you lunge to get in the way, and as you do, the ball pops, and you can see the ball of flame inside of it expanding right as it collides with your chest.
I had a feeling that was going to happen, actually.
That is 11 damage before your armor. MacArthur's like, whoa! Hold on. What just happened there? And he says, Jan, come on, man. We're trying to have a friendly game here. Jan's like, looks up at him, and he says, I'm sorry, Mr. MacArthur. I didn't mean to do that. I just got really into the game, and I guess I got too excited. I wanted the ball to go as fast as it could. I need someone to roll 4 dice for me.
I got it. 14 with 1 and 6, and 1 and 1.
Okay.
Well, that's like perfectly average.
So MacArthur's like, I know you're younger. Why don't you go get some water? I'm going to go ahead and call them. And I'll look at Soren. Everything's all right. Just go get some water and sit down.
What, they call in the match?
I assume 9 points of fire damage to a normal, probably what, second, third degree burns?
Well, if we were talking about like an average human, 9 points of fire damage is like you're going to be in the ER and they're going to be doing skin grafts and muscle grafts.
So that's closer to second to third degree burns.
Because that was about 2/3 of my stamina, since I didn't have any of my defenses. But, because I'm manly, I shall use my perseverance to ignore the pain and slowly rise to my feet, allowing the whole class to see the giant burn scar on my chest now.
You know what? Ariana's going to show a rare moment of compassion and go to her comrade and help him up.
I will nod to her and say thank you. I will then look to MacArthur and say, so what? You think that's the second assassination attempt on him? Then look at Jan.
He says, look, I know emotions are high right now. Let's get you treated. Let's get you over to the medical bay. All right, how bad are your wounds? You're standing, so I'm hoping that means it's not so bad.
Well, I've been burned, stabbed, and shot before, so this isn't going to kill me. I don't need a medical bay. Just give me a knife and I'll heal it myself.
Because now you know I can't give you a knife.
So sorry, you just need to draw your own blood?
Oh, yeah, you probably have long fingernails. So I'll hold my arm out to Arya and say, you're strong. Give me a small cut, will you?
You do realize I don't normally do this sort of thing. But in deference to her friend...
Yes.
Yeah, but in deference to her friend, she'll go ahead and use her super tough nails in order to go ahead and give him a slight cut.
Go ahead and take one more...
I'll then dip my finger into my own blood and draw a rune on my chest over the burn wound. All the while giving the crazy eyes to Jan.
Jan has gone into the locker rooms.
Oh, he just booked it?
Yeah.
That's okay, I know where he sleeps.
The wound starts to heal, and it's what, 5 stamina over as many turns?
No, 1 initial and then 5 more for 5 turns. So, not fully healed, but it's a pretty good amount.
Okay, so 6 total.
Yep.
So MacArthur says, I know you like to rely on your magic, but are you sure you don't want the medical bay to check you out?
Lowering my voice, I'll say to him, the same one that almost killed Aldridge, I think I'm okay with not using your technology.
That was the equipment. I'm talking about the medical staff.
I don't trust them.
Venom nods his head. Why don't you trust them?
Because A, I don't know them, and B, they almost killed Aldridge.
He kind of slowly nods his head and says, they didn't try and kill her. They didn't realize that the machines were the problem, and they were trying to diagnose what was failing in her body when the problem was external.
You have a saboteur as well as somebody trying to assassinate Steve. I'm not going to trust anyone I do not know. Currently, my knowledge of people ranks at 6.
We don't know if there's an assassin.
500-degree steam does not pour out of a shower on accident.
I agree that something was very strange, but you can't jump to assumptions. If you jump to a conclusion, you're going to try and put all the pieces to that conclusion that you've already made. You might miss something.
I accept that. I still reserve the right to be paranoid about everybody I don't know.
He says, okay, it's your choice not to go see the doctors. I'm not going to try and force you. And he takes a step away from you, and he kind of claps his hands. All right, people, I want to see everyone do a lap. Everyone do a lap.
You are okay, Soren, right?
He turns back to you, and he says, why don't you and your friends head on out? He says, Jan went through that door, so why don't you guys leave through the main entrance?
I will nod to Ariana to show her that I am, in fact, fine, or at least getting there. And I'll give MacArthur a smile and go, what? You don't trust me not to dispose of his body somewhere?
He gives you a very sad look.
I'll shrug and say, yeah, that's probably the right thing to do.
Ariana will go ahead and say, vámonos, sorry, no vale la pena.
Okay, you know no one speaks Spanish, right?
That was supposed to illustrate the point that he doesn't know what the hell she said anyway.
Okay, just checking. I might have been wrong.
I just look at her and go, ah.
I'm sure he gets the hint of what it's supposed to mean, right? Or am I going to have to translate it?
Well, I think you start off with Vamanos, and I think most people know what that means.
Vamanos, sorry. Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, digging graves is too much work anyways.
Except for the fact by digging graves, that just hit a real nerve with Ariana.
And that's where we'll leave the session. So, questions, comments, concerns about tonight?
Not the dodgeball game is kind of cool. I wasn't going out like that. And I said it so much.
Nothing good comes from Thunder Gods.
Especially when you're talking about electricity, I guess.
I'm just hoping my guess about the ethics class is right.
I would say so if you brought it up with Ariana.
Did you like that ethics class?
That was the only time I seen something like that.
Well, it's better than if it had been any kind of real normal class, because any direct interaction between Sorn and Dr. White's not going to be very friendly. He really doesn't like her.
Well, you know, the way I see it, though, is treating the people in the class that way isn't ethical in the first place. So one of the things she might have to have done is report the incident, because that's not typical of what she would expect an instructor to do. And of course, if the office said otherwise, that's a different issue. But at least she did the responsible thing in reporting it. That being said, if the others wanted to cheat, let them cheat.
Soren's conscience is clear. He didn't cheat, and he tried to explain to the dumbasses that it was most likely a trap.
In an ethics class, you're going to go ahead and leave the answers for everybody? Yeah, that doesn't sound too unusual.
See, at first, Soren was just really happy because it meant he wouldn't actually have to talk to the bit.
Obviously, the other thing, too, is that ethically, she would have to report the other students for doing the same thing.
That is a good question. What is the moral thing to do since you know they cheated?
Report the whole incident, including what happened in the class.
I just need to find a way. He's looking for a way to react and fit in. And right now, he's kind of, well, rewind a second. Has it still been everyone's avoiding him, avoiding getting anyone near him?
Yeah, it's been more of the same.
Yeah, that's a figure. So I was like, okay, well, it's safer being a loner for him, but this is a school of supers. Since he almost burned his hand the first time he tried to touch someone like that, he's got to be careful with people range attacks because they might kill him before he could do anything.
That's why he stopped Steve.
Hopefully everybody had a good time. I
am quite happy that I did see the fireball coming, so I'm happy I managed to catch that. I knew somebody was going to take a shot at Steve eventually.
Did you like the fact that I made you roll for his bullshit line?
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, Ariana didn't believe that shit for a minute.
Oh, by the way, thanks. I would have four stamina that hit me.
Not a problem. It's easier for Soren to heal himself than to heal other people, so it's... You're better off if he took the hit. That's kind of his thinking.
Well, the problem right now on my end is that even if I could have taken a hit, I already acted, so I couldn't have. The only problem right now is that he hit. Okay, the way I see it right now, I'm working with you guys on this task that I've been assigned, and he acted directly against those in, how would I put it? How would she put it? Those in placed in my charge, or... You know, we're in charge we have to take care of each other. So I'm in charge of you in the same way you guys are in charge of me. So once you attack one of my charges, I was going to give him like the big damn penance stare type of deal.
The way Soren looks at it is you're currently comrades. It's one of the reasons he wouldn't let Steve wander around alone since, you know, you don't want you to get jumped by all three of the douchebags.
I mean, you took a hit for him, so you're okay in my book.
I'm just happy that Soren continues to be self-sacrificing. Nice. He'll go all the better when he finally commits, when he finally gets himself killed.
Hey, Ariana showed one of those rare moments of caring about another human being besides herself.
You were even nice enough to dirty your nails by drawing his blood so he could heal himself.
Well, she understands that's how you heal. And if you don't trust the doctors, I don't trust doctors normally other than my own physician. Yeah. Physician. Yeah. However that doctor is pronounced. Physician.
Yeah. Soren currently has six people he trusts in the entire school, so And none of them are a doctor. Well, actually, that's not true. One of them is technically a doctor. I believe she has doctor in her title.
Doctor, doctor?
Well, Aldridge. I believe she's referred to as Dr. Aldridge. We are officially the Just Us League.
With that, I will say goodnight. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah, see you, man.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
What are those self-defense dummies? Are they called self-defense dummies?